back before YouTube and TikTok and Instagram and all these other ways to get entertainment as a child, where I came from, it was all about cartoons. Saturday morning, Sunday morning, during the week after school, we had the best cartoons in the 80s, right? In the beginning, you know, we're talking about Mighty Mouse and all the way up to like the Smurfs and even G.I. Joe, Transformers, whatever it may be. The cartoons in the 80s were the absolute best. I mean, you would schedule your day around when your favorite cartoon would come on. Not like today where you have DVR and you could pull up stuff on YouTube and that kind of stuff. Watch it whenever you want. You had to be there or you would miss the episode, and very rarely would they have reruns or anything like that. So you really had one shot to get it right, but it was so awesome. You really didn't mind running your whole day around your favorite cartoon. And the best ones are obviously the ones that I grew up on in the 80s. The best of the best. We're talking about 80s cartoons. Whatever Happened To, coming up next.
You are listening to the Whatever Happened To podcast, a Tom Cashman audio experience, only on Anchor FM.
So the earliest cartoon that I remember growing up was Mighty Mouse. Now, this was in our area, Philly. It was on Channel 48, WKBS. And it's really, I think, the first cartoon I really do remember. I mean, besides like, you know, there's like the Bugs Bunny and Looney Tunes and stuff like that. I mean, those were good, right? But those were kind of like, you know, they were always on. There was no storyline. There was no characters really to follow. I mean, there was, but it wasn't like, you know, the long story. It was, yeah, Bugs Bunny, Elmer Fudd, whatever, Roadrunner, Chasing Wile E. Coyote, all that other stuff. Yeah, it was fun. It was entertaining. But Mighty Mouse was awesome. And it was like, he was like a superhero. And, you know, he was kind of like Popeye and Superman and, you know, all these things mashed together. It was awesome. And I wanted to be like him, of course. And then, you know, that was probably, I don't know, I may have been 4 or 5, I think, when Mighty Mouse came out. But a little bit later, the big cartoon, I think, was the Smurfs, right, on Saturday morning. In fact, I remember my first grade teacher was such a Smurf nut. She had all these little, tiny little Smurf figurines. Remember those things that came out and you had to, like, collect them all and stuff like that? But yeah, Smurfs were huge, and it was Saturday mornings. It was early Saturday morning, too. I want to say it was 8 o'clock, but it could have been earlier. I do remember that because it was like right after the Smurfs, like my mom used to have like a list of chores for everybody to do. And then I always remember after the Smurfs, back to work. There was a couple other ones during that time, I think that was like Snorks or something like that. Never got into those crazy things. But to me, it was all about the Smurfs on Saturdays. And before I got into wrestling, of course, that's another episode. I think the game changer for me in terms of cartoons ultimately was He-Man. He-Man to me was the best cartoon ever. It was on, I think it was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And what you didn't realize until, you know, your adult life, because I've pretty much binge watched every He-Man. The episodes were really like 12 minutes. That was it. The other 18 minutes were ads, Toys R Us, all this other stuff, trying to get your parents to buy stuff. But the episodes were so short. You don't know that. You don't realize that until you're watching it live as a kid and, you know, you're hanging on to this, whatever storyline they're pitching. And then the episode's over and then you got to wait till like the next day, which was awful. But He-Man was the best. You know, had the action figures and, you know, I had Castle Grayskull and, you know, some of my other friends had, you know, Skeletor's Snake Mountain, you know, and I think I had a couple. I know I had He-Man and I had Ram-Man. Remember that? He had like a spring to him. I had Skeletor. I had Beast-Man. And I think I had Duncan, Man-at-Arms, right? So he was kind of cool. But then like some of my other friends had some of the other ones. So then we can get them all together and do whatever. But dude, He-Man was the best. It really was like my favorite cartoon almost of all time. I will get to that. A couple of my friends were into G.I. Joe, the cartoon. I never really got into that. It was cool, but it wasn't like He-Man. It wasn't on the same level. Now I may be, you know, a heretic for saying that. I never got into G.I. Joe or the figures or anything like that, but He-Man, absolutely for sure. I do remember a little bit later then, you start coming out with some of these more of the Transformer type cartoons. First, I think I want to say GoBots was first, but I don't know if Transformers was first. I have to check on that. But GoBots was really cool. Transformers was really awesome. That led to more toys and, you know, the Christmas rushes and stuff like that. But you know, Transformers was really, really cool. And GoBots was pretty cool too. Transformers was way better. And then GoBots were like, okay, you tried. It's okay. Same concept though. And then, I remember the cartoon. I didn't watch it, but I remember Jem and the Holograms. You know, I just remember always that being in the summer. I don't know why. But that was, I think it was on during the day in the summer. And I can't remember when that was, but that was another one. I never really got into that. Honestly, I swear I never got into that one. but then, you know, I start getting older. By older, I mean like third, fourth grade. And then the best cartoon ever happened. And I'm going to give you 3 seconds to think about it. And then I'm going to tell you the answer. Okay. It's the Thundercats. Probably the greatest cartoon in the history of cartoons is the Thundercats. So much so that during this past year, of course, we were all watching extra TV. I binge watched the Thundercats every single episode. And I remember it like it was, you know, I was back in third, fourth grade. I don't know that I watched all the episodes. I think at some point, I don't know if they took it off or whatever, but some of these were like new to me. And they did follow a certain storyline. Sometimes you had to hang in there because they might have 3 episodes that were all tied together somehow. And it was like, oh my God, I have to like, it's already like 11:30 at night. I'm supposed to go to bed, but I really got to find out how this series ends. So yeah, Thundercats to me was the absolute best. I always wanted to be Lion-O, and I really wanted my own Sword of Omens too. In fact, a couple months ago, I saw that somebody actually made one out of a 3D printer. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I thought 3D printers were cool anyway, but are you telling me that I can make my own Sword of Omens? And if I can get some kind of light in there that like lights up when somebody calls me or somebody's at the front door, I think that would be the coolest thing of all time. But yeah, Thundercats to me was the greatest cartoon ever. The best part about it is right after Thundercats, another one of my favorites came right after. And that, of course, is Inspector Gadget. Now, it had a little bit of a storyline, right? Dr. Claw was the evil guy. And then Gadget was this, you know, fumbling idiot. And, you know, his niece, the Penny, was the smart one. And then they had a dog, too, I think. I can't remember his name. It'll come to me. But Inspector Gadget was awesome as well. So there was a time where you got home from school, and, you know, grab yourself a glass of milk, some tasty cakes, and then you had Thundercats back-to-back, Inspector Gadget, greatest afternoon ever. And, you know, after that, I don't think I really watched much cartoons. I mean, I think Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles came out. They were starting to get popular in the late 80s. I don't know. I didn't really get too much into that. And I think by that time, of course, I got my first Nintendo, and then, you know, it was over. It was like no more TV at all. It was just, you know, punch out Mario Brothers all day, every day. But yeah, when I, during the last year, when there was really nothing really much else to do, I start checking out some of these old cartoons. I start watching He-Man, the 12-minute episodes. And where I was watching them, I think it was on, I don't know if it was on Hulu or Amazon Prime or something like that. But the episodes are literally 12 minutes long. It's the greatest thing. It's like, man, I didn't realize how many ads. I would have liked if they kept the ads in there. That would have been even better, right? So all the 80s ads that go with all the shows, you know, that would be awesome. But yeah, I binge watched a little bit of He-Man. Definitely watched every Thundercats episode when the kids went to bed and I have the TV by myself, slap on some Thundercats. It was really, really awesome. But yeah, I don't, the Transformers, I never went back and watched any of those. You know, I know the movies came out, but I don't know. There's something different about the movie versions of some of these cartoons. I always thought they were going to do a movie version of He-Man. I think they did. They did some kind of weird Masters of the Universe with Dolph Lundgren, who was Drago from Rocky IV, but I'm pretty sure it sucked. And Transformers did really well. That was actually a really good movie. You know, nothing like the cartoon. I forgot Scooby-Doo. How could I forget about Scooby-Doo? That was another, you know, afternoon kind of classic. But I, you know, I wasn't a huge fan, but I would watch it. It was tolerable. You know, him and Shaggy, obviously high on something, but, you know, they didn't really make the cut. So I would really say, you know, in terms of order, obviously Thundercats being number one, I got to give He-Man number two. And then I say, you know, in terms of third, you know, that's a tough one. It's like, I think maybe Inspector Gadget, right? So Thundercats, He-Man, Inspector Gadget, to me, the best cartoons ever. What's funny is I think if my kids watch these, they'd be like, this is stupid. You know what I mean? Like they're watching Dude Perfect and of course now they're watching other people play video games in between the time that they're playing video games. So I don't know, one day I'll have to like, you know, put on Thundercats and see if they like it. They might be scared of Mumm-Ra though, cause he was kind of nasty. Other than that, I think, you know, for that time, with really nothing else on TV and no internet and, anything like that, I think to me, the 80s cartoons were the best of the best, and I don't know that we'll ever have another era like that. I hope so. Cartoons are awesome. And, you know, yeah, they're a little bit mindless, but, you know, some of these are written pretty well. But anyway, thank you for coming back into time with me, talking about 80s cartoons. I may have to watch some more a little bit later. But until next time, thanks for joining me. I am always looking for topics for the next episode, so you can email me, podcast@tomcashman.com. And if you ever wanted to be a guest on the show, just let me know if you have a topic and something that you want to talk about. I can do it over Zoom, as I did with my brother-in-law, Sean, and my brother, Rich. And it comes out great. You know, those episodes have gotten the most plays because it, you know, it's not just me talking, it's other people as well. Until then, hope everybody's staying safe and healthy. Hope you're enjoying your early summer. It's been hot recently. But until the next episode, take care of yourself. We'll talk soon.